What's going on, people? Y'all know what time it is. Another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast, and you can find us with a VHO podcast. But I'm your boy, Young Quaggy T, the Dream.
Microphone check 1 2 1 2. You already know what that boy keeps gonna do. It's your boy, Mr. Bell, aka, can't say your name up on this pod. Might not fuck with you tomorrow. What up, Joe?
What up with you, dog? I love that shit every time you say that, man. That's that hook cracks me up.
That's my shit. That's hell my yeah, shit. Is,
dog. Hell yeah.
Until you mess it up.
You said what?
Until you mess it up.
I don't mess it up at all, sir. Every once in a while. I think I messed it up once. Maybe twice.
Who's counting, dog? Who's counting?
Right, who's counting? Another soap podcast. Here we go. I'm so excited. Woo!
I'll drink one for you. Don't worry.
So excited. So very excited.
How many days you got left?
Eight.
Eight.
Hold up. Sober and vegan, man. How's it feeling?
Angry. That's the feeling. Angry. You know, the first 4 days was cool because it was during the week. So I didn't.
Yeah.
I was busy. I had started school back too, so I was busy, so it wasn't really hitting. Then that first Saturday game, I'm hungry. Wait a minute. I can't drink? I'm hungry and I can't drink?
Yeah.
And I got my sons, and it's the weekend without the kid, so what? And we at the comedy club, me and Quad and Big Sus, we at the comedy club. So what am I supposed to do with her?
You're supposed to watch the comedians, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but they funnier when you're intoxicated. You
know, exactly.
So yeah, angry. Like, so, I said, every person I go around, they be like, "You all right? You seem a little different.
You seem a little tense."
Yeah.
Like, I'm vegan. That's why.
So how's the food though?
So I ain't eating nothing different than I ate tofu at Chipotle's. But other than that, everything I'm eating is stuff I normally eat. That's a sad. So
yeah,
I'm not reinventing the wheel here. I'm just trying to get my 20. Like I told somebody, I'm trying to do my 21 days and get out.
This is a way to be paroled.
I was gonna say it sounds like a jail sentence, but I'm trying to do my 21 days to get up out. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. So, and nothing wrong with that.
So I'm eating baked potatoes. I'm eating cabbage. You know, I'm eating greens. Ooh, you know, I'm eating fruits more. So breakfast has become fruits now.
Okay. So no oatmeal or nothing like that.
No, I ain't never eat that shit.
Okay.
Like, you too good for oatmeal?
I ate oatmeal. I was a cereal kid. I ate cereal growing up. Oatmeal wasn't a thing for me.
I forgot you used to. Well, they wasn't making oatmeal though?
What you mean? My mama eats oatmeal. My sister eat oatmeal. I didn't. Plus, my upbringing is different from their upbringing. My upbringing was going to grandmama's house, and grandmama cooked breakfast every morning. I ain't eat cereal really. I ate cereal when I was at my mama's house. But as I got older and I was broke, and cereal stretched a little farther. But as a growing up, now, my grandma cooked breakfast every morning. I was eating smothered pork chops and chicken before school with eggs and rice. Because pork chops and chicken was breakfast when I grew up. It was not a dinner.
Before school.
It was not a dinner thing.
What was pork chops?
Yeah, my pork chops and chicken fried and smothered with gravy.
That was breakfast?
That was breakfast.
Before school.
I'm fucking. Bro, I'd be in first period passed out. I would.
Bro, not every day we have chicken and pork chops, but at least two of them days when one of them was chicken and pork chops. Don't get me wrong, like some days I had, you know, sausage. And some days I didn't. Some days, if I ain't wake up in time, I didn't eat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, nah, like, we ain't different. My people from Alabama. It's different.
I was literally just telling my girl how I be having dreams still about fried pork chop sandwiches.
Brian had a pork chop.
I got dude, I ain't. Me neither.
In like 10 years?
Yeah, same. And I still dream about that shit.
Probably 7. Probably, yeah, probably 7. Close to 7. But yeah, I ain't had a pork chop in like 6 years. Yeah, nah. But nah, the vegan life, Joe, how do you do it? Because I'm angry all the time.
So I'm not actually like fully vegan anymore, man. I'm vegetarian now. It just got too hard, you know, trying to cut completely everything out. But oh man, for the most part, you know, like you find substitutes and things like Beyond Meat has sausages you can have and tastes like a sausage. Burgers.
Do they taste like a sausage?
You get the right brand and they're pretty damn close.
Okay, because I'm gonna send you a picture of the brand I got in the refrigerator right now.
Okay, yeah, do that, man.
I've been scared to try it.
Yeah, there are some like that. There's this other one, man. It's called like Meaty, I think, M-E-A-T-I, and they make these mushroom steaks, which sounds fucking horrendous, but it's a lot better than you'd think.
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, that shit's really good, man. I was really surprised by that, but
I seen that yesterday, and I looked at it, and I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, slide up a little bit. There we go. Yeah.
I'm trying to hide off in the cut, dog. You know me.
No. But this ain't high school we had in the back.
Oh, shit. I was finna put my head down and everything, too.
This is not what we ready to do. We gonna get busy. All right, okay. Being vegan sucks. Just gonna tell people that. But we're gonna talk a little music here.
Okay.
Real quick before we, you know what I'm saying? I sent y'all all both of y'all a post, and the question is who had the best full album run? And I'm gonna pull up the list here in 1 second as soon as I get back to it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Come on, there we go. All right. First is T.I. He had Grand Hustle or Hustle Music, whatever it is. And then T.I. King was one of them. And the trap music. 50 Cent was the first three 50 Cents. It was Get Rich or Die Trying, The Massacre at Curtis. Jeezy was Jeezy 101, The Inspiration, and then The Recession. Wayne is one, Carter 1, 2, and 3. Ross is Teflon Don and Trilla, and then that first Miami, Port of Miami. Then, and so on and so on. I ain't really read all of these. The Game's first three, Jay-Z's, Blueprint, right. Now Let Loose. I ain't gonna read all of these. If y'all want to look, we'll put it on the social media websites and y'all can find these and whatnot. Who had the best three album run? And why? You gotta take all three albums into consideration.
Man. Wayne for me.
I feel you.
Dog, Wayne. Carter 1, you just... He came back with a vengeance on that. Like, you could tell he just wasn't himself prior to that. And then he came out with that and he was like really hitting on his stride and showing you what he was about to do. 2 was good. I ain't gonna say I was the biggest fan of it, but it had good songs on there. And 3, man, fucking 3 was just classic. 3 was so damn good. They fucking like, you know, they leaked half that album before it even came out and caused him to have to go back and do a bunch of it again. And he still did and still knocked it out the park. But also Jay-Z, but I'm not a big Jay-Z fan, so I can't really talk about that album.
Okay.
Or that run. Yeah.
I feel like the Jay-Z run is great as well. I'm not picking Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not picking Jay. So, Quay, are you going with Wayne too?
So, I'm not going with Wayne, actually. As big as a Lil Wayne fan I am, when I looked at the list initially, I said, bet, 3 album run, boom, boom, boom. I had 4, and Wayne wasn't in my top 4.
Damn.
Yeah.
It wasn't in your top 4?
He wasn't in my top four.
Can you explain to me your top four and how he wasn't in the top four?
It's just me personally looking at the list. Now, this is no particular order. This is just the top, the first four that I saw, and I was like, "Well, damn, best three of them run these four." 50, Rick Ross. Why 50?
Yeah, man, why 50?
Do your third first, my bad. And then okay.
I got 50, Ross, Kanye, and the Game.
I can kind of see everybody but 50 in this one. I don't know.
I don't know about. Okay, why 50? Because let's be real, Curtis is not good.
Curtis is not.
Curtis is not good. If we was talking about two album run, okay, I get it. Because Get Rich or Die Trying is that. You get what I'm saying? Get Rich or Die Trying is that. And it could carry the weight of another album. And Massacre wasn't bad. Just in fairness, Massacre wasn't bad. Massacre was good.
But yeah, carryover, in my opinion.
But Curtis?
Curtis wasn't bad. I'm not even going to let you get that off.
It wasn't good. It was bad. Like, we just not going to pretend. Bro, it was bad. And normally I try to be nice and be like, nah, bro, Curtis was bad. Like, it's just straight up, dog. I can't think of one song.
I fuck with Curtis.
I can't think of one song from Curtis.
Amusement Park?
I can't. Yeah, I don't know anything off of Curtis, man. Which one was the one that had which one had AO technology? Was that Massacre?
No, that was Curtis.
Okay, I know one song off Curtis.
Well, I was talking about besides singles.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
I can't think of one. Nah, you know what? I don't think AO technology was on Curtis. Now I think about it.
Was that on? I don't know.
Amusement I think they might have been on the one after that.
Oh, it was on Earth. It was on AO technology. And I Get Money. I like the remix to I Get Money more than I like the original. And the remix went on the album. So.
To me, that's my four. But if I got to pick one.
And Wayne would be your fifth? Three,
huh?
Wayne would be your fifth?
Wayne be my fifth.
Okay, I respect it.
But I'm not even the biggest Jay-Z guy. What is that? Chicken and beer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word of mouth?
Yeah,
I fuck with the first. I fuck with chicken and beer and the red light. What the red light special? Whatever the fucking name of it is.
Red Light District.
Red Light District. Yeah.
Yep.
But. If I got to pick a winner, it's probably Kanye.
Kanye, yeah, I can. I forgot about him. I get it. Kanye's dope, but I don't know.
I'm not going with the Kanye one. I'm not. But again, I've never been the biggest Kanye fan. So if I'm looking at it. Realistically, Kanye would probably he wouldn't be top five. Yeah, no, I wouldn't put it. So I'm going Wayne is one. He barely beats out for me T.I. and Ross. Because T.I. King album was far.
Yeah.
So was Urban Legend. Trap music was good. Trap music was real good.
Yeah.
But I would take Carter 2 over Trap Music. So that's why I'm saying. And then the same thing as Ross. Port of Miami and Triller was far. But then the last album was Deeper Than Rap. I think I would put it behind Carter 2 and Trap Music. So that's why Ross would be three.
Don't know about that, man.
I would put Ross at three. My four would be Jay. Five would be The Game. And then Ludacris. See, here's my thing with Ludacris. I word of mouth is good and Red Light District is good. Chicken and Beer is good too, but I think Release Therapy is probably his second best album. And it ain't a part of the three album run. But I think Ludacris will come in behind that. So yeah, no, that's mine. I don't even see. All right, Kanye, honestly, he'll be behind Jeezy too.
You disrespectful now.
Bro, the recession? You don't remember the recession album?
I do. I know Jeezy. I don't know. Wait, I know. Well, I know Jeezy's music. Let me rephrase that.
The recession was the best album that came out in 2008. 2008 was a great year for hip hop albums.
Yeah. Recession was a damn good album. Yeah.
Recession, Carter 3 came out that year. Recession came out that year. T.I. had Paper Trail came out that year. Somebody else dropped that year too. I think Kanye dropped that year too.
It would have been his next album. Would have been My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Would have been his next album.
Was that it?
I'm looking it up right now to make sure I ain't tripping. Nah, Graduation came out in 07. Yeah, 808s and Heartbreaks. That was the one. Came out in 2008.
Oh, damn.
But y'all don't like that. Y'all don't like that, though.
Or don't like that album?
Is that not true?
Nah, I fucked with 808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we had that conversation before.
Yeah, and I said that's my favorite Kanye album is 808 and Heartbreaks.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's also I'm not the Kanye fan.
That and Watch the Throne are really the only two Kanye related albums I can listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, I fuck with Watch the Throne though. Watch the Throne. What a time to be alive.
No, that was the album. That was the album. Let me see. Carter 3 came out 2008. The Roots had
Rise. By Jay-Z's career.
Rising Down, The Roots had. Bun B had second trio. Paper Trio came out that year.
Damn. That was 2008?
Yep, I ain't done. Q-Tip had The Renaissance. I Pledge of Allegiance, The Grind by Killer Mike. Nas had Untitled that year.
Damn.
Like I said, Kanye came out. Ice Cube had Raw Footage. The Game had LAX came out that year. Recession came out. Trilla came out that year. Ludacris Theater of Mass came out that year. Mm. Snoop Dogg had Eco Tripping. Plies had Definition of Plies, which was far.
Yeah.
Did T-Pain drop that year? Or was that 2007?
Trina had Still the Baddest. LL Cool J had Exit 13. I remember that one. 3-6 Mafia had Last to Walk.
Mm.
E-40 dropped that year. I already said 3-6 Mafia. We Global by DJ Khaled. Gutter by Ace Hood.
Damn.
It's and that's just, you know, I'm just naming like the big ones.
Yep.
Devin the Dude to drop. Like I said, Take 9 drop. AZ dropped. Knife Wonder drop, Nappy Roots drop. I already said Trina. Shout out to Trina. Prodigy drop. Oh, Knife Wonder drop too. Excuse me. Sorry. But yeah, man, 2008 was a crazy album, crazy year. I'm still going with the recession. I will put Paper Trail 3.
It sounds good on paper.
Bro, Paper Trail was fire.
Paper Trail was fire. But that was like his first, quote unquote, to me, that first mainstream album.
Yeah.
Not saying it wasn't good, but
I could feel it. But I was going to say, but Carter 3 was the same way. Carter 3 had Wayne gave you rappity rap Wayne a little bit, but he also gave you the pop shit too.
He gave you the pop shit, he gave you the features, he gave you the singles.
Yeah, Carter 3, well, the same thing with Paper Trail. It was full bodies of work. I'm going to give you, this album got something for everybody. I don't feel like Carter 1 and Carter 2 didn't have something for everybody. it had something for most people, and the same thing for T.I.'s previous albums. It had something for most people, but it had something for every single person. So yeah, I'm going with Wayne. Easy. Well, not easy. I'm going with Wayne. Anybody else, anything they want to share on that before we move on?
No.
All right, Joe, you hit me. We talked about this a little bit. We want to talk about rappers who, or musicians in general, who do not get their credit and they deserve it. Mm-hmm. I got some names. You got some names. You can go ahead and go with one of yours. Because it's one you said, and I kind of just looked at it like, really?
Because nobody agrees with this whatsoever. You ain't never going to get somebody who agrees with it. Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. You want to share any thoughts on that?
On who?
ICP.
No, I ain't even going to hold you. I done heard of Insane Clown Posse.
If the idea of hip-hop is to tell a story over a beat, these motherfuckers got it all day. I mean, they can engage. They engage people with some of the ways that they say things. They told a whole story about all this different stuff that was basically related to God, and nobody even realized it until they fucking put it all together in the end. I mean, the following that they have, the amount that these guys give back. Nobody ever talks about that. Everybody's just like, oh, they're a fucking gang. You know, it's like, yeah, they're a gang. Sure. They feed their fucking community. They give back to the fucking, you know, underprivileged there. They do all these different things, and they do it under the radar without asking for any recognition. It's like, do these guys at any point get the credit that they deserve? You know, whether it be just as, you know, musicians or fucking just general human beings. It's like, everybody just kind of overlooks them because they're like, they got fucking face paint on. It's like, great, they're playing a character. 99% of your fucking favorite rappers out here right now are just playing a goddamn character. What's the difference here?
Okay. When you say it like, I mean, okay, I get your point. I think I'd never get past the face paint.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't gonna lie, if I ain't never really got past the face paint, I'm not even gonna say it. It was the face paint.
It is.
It's not that they were white. It was because, man, they got face paint on, bro. I'm not.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I'm listening to Clowns Are Out. That's what it was. Yeah. So I'm listening to Bozo Spit Bombs. That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Bozo Spit the 16. Come on, man.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why. I didn't really know. When you said it, I didn't really know what to say because it's like, come on, Joe.
If you listen to some of their stuff, man, that never, you know, like got out into the mainstream or whatever, you listen to some of it and you listen to like behind the silliness and the goofiness that they say, like some of the shit is so deep. You're like, holy fuck, man. I don't even, like, I'm sitting here listening, like you're saying, it's like I'm listening to Bozo spit bars. And it's crazy that it's making so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's where my problem lies. I'm just gonna say that. Quay, you got anybody?
Off the top of my head. Don't shoot me. Don't come after me now. But
everybody can fight it to their opinion, bro.
It's probably Lil Dicky.
Hey, yes.
I can see that.
That first album, during my second college life, what we would do is shit. We turn it on, just have it blasting throughout the house all night. Shit, just leave it on repeat. And he really can spit. Like, if y'all know Lil Dicky, it is what it is, and it's some of that should be great, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan of a good storytelling too. You feel me? My favorite song is Biggie. I got a story to tell. I love to hear a good story. And they can tell a story and make it funny and then make it like good because of the shit he be saying. What's probably my favorite one? The one where he had the one night stand. Nigga raps about having a one night stand. What's going on? I mean, I'm pretty sure Wayne could do that, but we ain't talking about Wayne right now. We talking about Lil Dicky. Lil Dicky don't get the credit he deserves. And he made the TV show, and that kind of killed the fact that he do music, in my opinion. Yeah. The TV show was kind of cheesy.
It's the name, too. Let's not act like the name had something to do with it. The name had a lot to do with it. Just like Insane Clown Posse had the face paint. One of mine is Nappy Roots. As the first one that comes to mind, Nappy Roots is what? Whoa, Greg, what's the face being? Face being made for? They Grammy Award.
Nappy Roots don't get the credit they deserve.
Nah, bro, I don't know. They don't. They Grammy Award winners, and everybody they like a forgotten group in hip hop.
Nationally.
Yeah, we know them, but they in our region. A lot of them, they rep for Kentucky. You know, most of them, some of them ain't even from Kentucky. But, you know, they rep for her. So, of course, we know them. But nationally, I think they'd have forgotten about group. When they talk about hip-hop's greatest groups, Nappy Roots don't even make some people's top 20.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're a top 5 group all time, but they definitely should be top 15 and top 20 of all-time hip-hop groups.
Yeah, that album, man. Everything they've done, really.
Yeah, and they had a longevity as well. It wasn't like they was on a 3-year run.
Yeah.
Now they ain't had, you know what I'm saying? And most hip hop groups don't have a long run. So yeah, now I'm going with Nappy Roots. Another one. Okay, so
yeah, go ahead. I got one too.
I actually got a few. One's gonna be it's gonna be some looks at the camera. I feel like LL Cool J don't get the credit he deserves. LL Cool J is the top 10 MC all time. I don't care what nobody.
That's true, but who's not giving him the credit he deserves though?
They be acting like. They be having all type of people over LL Cool J.
Yeah.
I love Snoop. They be putting Snoop over LL Cool J. Snoop has more popularity. Snoop has sold more albums and more popularity. So I get if you're doing like a total package. But we're talking lyrically. Come on, bro. LL Cool J is that nigga. And he's better than Snoop.
Yeah. I mean, lyrically, yes, but I mean...
And
everybody's top 10 is gonna be different, but if you got both of them in your top 10, I feel like you know what you're talking about at least,
bro. People put
LL
in their top 15, top 20.
The thing about him too that was so good was he could switch from being like such a seriously like you looked at him as just a rapper, but then when he would hit his fucking R&B shit, like you would damn near forget that he's a fucking rapper because he was so good at R&B.
But he was one of the first, if not the first, the dude, man, put the rap and the R&B together.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro. He created a lane for Nelly, your Drakes, your Ja Rule. You what's the problem? Quag, what's the problem? Matter of fact, we're going to get to Nelly in a minute. I ain't put that on the list because I ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some shade. But he created a lane for all of these dudes, your Fetty Wap, man, come on. All these melodic rapping ass niggas now. Because that's all they do now. LL Cool J did that shit first. Put an R&B singer on the hook.
Yeah.
LL Cool J's top 10. I think LL Cool J's underrated. So it's Pretty Ricky. As my R&B.
Pretty Ricky. Boy.
That's my R&B one. Pretty Ricky's underrated too. Motherfucker, if you talk about teenage
R&B. By who?
Bro, they go to B2K first. Don't disrespect Pretty Ricky putting him behind B2K. I know the fuck you bet not. Pretty Ricky is light years ahead of B2K.
That's a fact.
Nah, motherfuckers be talking about B2K. See, B2K should not be headlining the screen tour. A millennial tour, my bad. It's millennial tour now, my bad. They should not be the headliners. It should be Bow Wow and Pretty Ricky. Pretty Ricky got more hits. They got more albums than B2K. I just wanted to get that off.
They also got Pleasure P. And that comes with some stuff.
I get it. That comes with some baggage. I get it. But if we they have better songs.
That's true. Because I can't name you what you can't I can't name five B2K songs. True. I could try, but I'm not fit to.
Bump 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 with Diddy. Why'd you leave me on this Christmas? I don't know, because that's my
I stopped it. Bump bump bump.
That's my Christmas song.
I was gonna say that was it for me.
They got the they got Girlfriend. Would you be okay? And then they got a song with Fabulous, but I can't think of the name of the song.
See, there you go.
I can't think of the same, but they got a song with Fabulous. But damn, I can't think of it because it was on the same album as the Bump 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 song. Yeah, I got three, technically four, if I could just remember the Fabulous song.
I'm saying, I mean, that is true because over this last decade, B2K this, B2K that.
Yeah, and B2K is getting the hype and the love. Bro, Pretty Ricky's the better group with the better song.
They're not getting their flower. That's a fact.
Yeah,
but the real no.
That's all I'm saying. But nah, y'all go ahead. I'm sure Joe. I know you got some more.
Dobie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody, you know, unfortunately, because of him dying way too soon into his career, man, he ain't never going to get the credit he deserves, but that motherfucker would have been something.
You put me on to Dobie. I had listened to him before, and my people in Alabama talk about him, especially when he died. Yeah. They talk about him heavy.
Yeah.
I think he died too early.
Yeah, he did, absolutely.
He was one of those first rappers that died right when they was about to come up.
Yeah.
Because he was on his way to the mainstream, but then he died.
Yeah. And so you go back and you listen to some of his, you know, like mixtapes and things. It was like he was a Southern Biggie. Like a lot of stuff I could sit there and listen to him. I'm like, damn, this must be how people fucking like up there felt when they listened to Biggie. It's like, that's how I feel listening to this dude. Like he can fucking tell you a story so damn good.
Oh, shout out Big Crit. My bad. I can just keep going.
Big.
Shout out Big Crit. Shout out Mississippi.
Big Crit. Boy. Whew.
I ain't gonna lie, I had somebody that I just lost it to. I was sitting here trying to remember.
Yeah, nah. Crit, LL Cool J, Pretty Ricky. Them is the ones I really want to get off in that verse. Them is the ones I want to get off.
Does Young Scooter get the credit he deserves? I don't know. Personally, I don't think he does. I just been listening to him so much lately.
No, but I think the problem with a lot of these new rappers is that shit is they'll drop a project and then it's like we on to the next project already. It's the society that we're living in. I don't think it's gonna be. I personally think for the people that came out, post your Kendrick and Drake, Big Sean era.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be hard for them to get the recognition they deserve because of the time frame we live in. Now.
Well, I don't feel like a lot of them have that longevity either.
True.
That's why that's gonna play a big reason why they're not gonna get that credit they deserve. I mean,
I man, Scooter been out for years, man.
Scooter's been out for a while. Yeah,
but you look up. Hell, Drake been out for 15, 16 years.
That's crazy.
Same thing with Cole and Kendrick.
Yeah. That's crazy. Fucking, I just seen where Travis Scott first started putting out his first mixtape in 2011. I was like, damn, he's been around for 12 years, 13 years, my bad. Like, fuck.
Travis Scott, he gonna be remembered for the wrong things.
Travis Scott. I fuck with him, but not nowhere near the level I think a lot of people do. So,
Yeah, nah, he's gonna be remembered for the wrong things. I said we was gonna get back to Nelly. Joe, it was something that you had said. Me and you was talking. That one.
Oh,
with Greg, real quick. Greg,
you I don't feel like Nelly gets the recognition and the credit he deserves. I mean, this guy, fucking Air Force One comes out, and suddenly you have people just flooding these Foot Lockers and Champs and all these places, Foot Action, whatnot, buying Air Force. You know, they were running specials, buy two pair for a certain price because it was so popular. It's like this guy creates a phenomenon with that. Then some bitch turns around, makes a goddamn song called Grills, and next thing you know, every white boy you know in the fucking suburbs has a grill. And you're like, damn, he did it again.
We gone. Created two phenomenons.
Yes.
And then, right. You know, took over the world with Dilemma, him and Kelly Rowland.
Oh God, yeah. Even the song with Tim McGraw.
Over and over again. He was the first one to do that hip hop country shit.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
I hear y'all talking about a bunch of good shit. Y'all ain't talking about Nelly rapping about hanging out at high schools and shit. Y'all don't wanna talk about that though.
Bro, he was in high school, my nigga. He was picking up Murphy Lee. Murphy Lee was in high school. You gonna keep breaking that up.
We did an expose on Nelly. Three separate occasions, three separate albums. This nigga talking about some, I pick him up at the high school. He wasn't talking about no goddamn Murphy Lee.
Bro, I don't remember this. And I listen to a lot of Nelly.
Nelly's all right.
Nelly's all right. Did you not listen to nothing Joe just said?
I heard him talk about three great songs.
Niggas just hate us, bro. That's all I'm saying. you just found a reason to discredit Nelly.
I'm his props.
Because you said he was all right. Have I ever just was like, Soulja Boy wasn't the first to do something? I never thought shade of Soulja Boy, which is your dog.
What does Soulja Boy got to do? Soulja Boy ain't my favorite rapper.
Bro, that's your dog. You be riding for Soulja Boy real heavy on this spot.
I ride for Soulja Boy because Soulja Boy desires to be ridden for.
Okay. You ride for Soulja Boy. I never discredited Soulja Boy. You be discrediting Nelly. That's the point I'm trying to get at.
I just feel like sometimes he gets overhyped on this podcast for no reason.
I think he gets deservingly hyped on this podcast.
Expose on somebody's favorite rapper. I mean, I'm just saying, I heard the entire catalog, and you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 6 at best.
See what I'm talking about? That's the hate for no reason. It was not a 6, bro. It was a 9.
The entire catalog's a 9.
Bro, it was a 9. I stand by that.
I'm sorry, I forgot you was one of the St. Lunatics. I'm sorry, St. Louisville Ticks. My bad. I know you put your own little spin on.
Hey, bro, I got a fit. What are you talking about? Everybody was wearing bandanas on the side of their cheeks. Come on, bro, what are we talking about? Everybody was doing this shit.
Oh, God.
But he created three phenomena. Matter of fact, four, because add on the country shit. He created the bandanas. Everybody had grills. Everybody was rocking Air Force Ones, and now everybody won't listen to country. Black people never admitted they listened to country until Nelly came out with the Over and Over Again song.
Quick, nigga, you had a band-aid on your face?
No, bro. I said people. I never said me. I might have had a scratch one time and I put a band-aid over. Did I need it? No. But did I put it on her? Yeah. I'll just keep
it. They wore a band-aid for a whole week at school. Get out of here.
I didn't say a week. I didn't say a week. It was 2 days.
Oh, shit.
It's shade for no reason, bro. Quit disrespecting Nelly, bro.
My favorite rapper would never.
Who's your favorite rapper? Wayne?
Wayne.
All right, bro. We know how great Wayne is. Wayne gets his credit. Nelly don't. That's the difference.
You have an allegiance to losers. It's not like you, my G.
Bro, Nelly's not a loser. He created four phenomena and he got Ashanti. Has he a loser? Come on. What are we talking about?
He has Ashanti for now. He gonna lose or something. Don't worry.
And here come the hate. And I thought I was the hater, bro. Come on, bro. You want to ask Joe something about music from last year? Really?
Did just I? Oh, shit, shit, shit.
In yeah, one album.
I know you have an impeccable taste in music, my G.
He was just hyping up Nelly, but now it's impeccable. Come on.
Nah. He said some shit that he was like, but I know Joe knows what he's talking about. Last year, they dropped the Collard Grove.
Collard Grove, too.
Collard Grove, too. I need your honest opinions on it because I tried to ask somebody. He's like, I don't even really want to listen to it for real. I'm like, damn.
I fucking love it, dude. I love it. I do. I think out of the whole thing, there's like three songs that I don't really listen to that often, but the rest of it, man, the way that they put, you listen to it, right? Okay, so you know how they got like 50 telling the little stories and setting up the songs and everything before everything? I fucking love how they did that. All of it, man. What's that song? A Million From Now. I think that's what the name of it is, where he's just like, you know, $1 million from now, I won't remember you. Like, that damn thing goes off. Bars. Love that one. Pressure. The one where they redid the fucking the beat from the song from Big Timer's first album. The one with 21 on it.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Dude. Oh my god.
My favorite like, remade is, the long story short.
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody loves Oprah and Gil.
Yeah. I think either Millions From Now or Bars, those are probably my two favorite ones on that. G6 is dope. The way the beat switches up whenever 2 Chainz gets on there, that's fucking incredible.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I like to hear people talk about good music. That's all, man.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't say that. I don't think you quoted me correctly.
Huh? You didn't like it?
What I said, Quag acting like it's the greatest album of all time. I was like,
bro, I ain't say that.
Man, nah, bro, go back and
it was an excellent way to end the year.
You was acting like it was the.
I've been waiting on Wayne all year. Y'all know how I fuck with 2 Chainz.
Yes. Man, as soon as I heard they were coming out with that album, that's all I was thinking about after that. I'm like, when is this coming? Because that first one was so fucking good.
Well, that guy acting like it's the greatest album of all time.
I didn't say
it. That's how you. I didn't everybody, say it.
Look, everybody know the best album that dropped last year was Andre's new album. Okay, that Andre 3000 flute album, bruh.
You said Joe got impeccable taste.
I'm not even gonna hold you, Joe. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't got around to that one yet.
I'm not. Hey, I'm not getting around that elephant. I'm not.
That's on my playlist from last year.
When you get around to it, I really want to know what your thoughts are on this, because, look, I like the flute, so that's why I can listen to it, but I don't think anybody who doesn't is going to be like, what the fuck is this shit?
I was in band at one time or another. I no longer live that lifestyle. So, no, I'm not going back. But actually,
you reminiscing over here? I was in band.
I think I heard two songs from it because it popped up. I was on the Andre 3000 kid, and I just let him play in the background while I was in the store.
Yeah.
I didn't hear repeat after I got outside of the store, so that tells you the flute didn't do it for me.
Do you know how long each of those songs are? They're like fucking 20 minutes long or some shit. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But the names of the songs are worth it for me.
It was the same song? That's what I was listening to?
Probably so, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like a switched over me. It's the same song? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
Mm, yep. Nope. Not gonna do it.
Nope.
Nope. Not gonna do it. I refuse. I laughed.
We'll see. We'll talk about it.
I lied and said I was going to get to it. If it's like a forceful thing for the pod, like I listen to Lil Nas X for the pod. Not this last, not the one that just, he's making mockery of God. The one before that. I listen to.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, man. So he's religious now.
He's making his this motherfucker is. He did it once with the devil, and now should have known. You should have known he was gonna come around to religion. But yeah. One thing I would give him, he is definitely I don't give a fuck. Everybody can get it type of person.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Have you seen that Chappelle special where he's talking about him?
The new one.
The new one.
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
No, I ain't got to watch it.
That shit was hilarious. That's all I wanted to watch too. Yeah.
I end up getting into something else.
It'd be like that sometimes. It'd be like that.
With Dave in the background, what we doing, dog?
Hey, come bro. On. Yeah. You ain't ever put a comedy special on and collapse some cheese?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, hey, you try to time it up and sequence it. You know what I'm saying? Whenever they clapping really heavy in the show, dog, that's when, you know, you trying to, yeah, dog. Make a game out of it.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I was in the next room with some of my peoples, and they had the comedy special on. I was up because I was going to get ready for work. So I'm listening to the comedy special through the wall. And then next thing I know, some other shit started going on. I'm like, come on, bro. Y'all ruined it. It was the Marlon Wayans. I was getting into it. That killed it for me.
Yes. Love it.
Bro, bro, you're the same person who was clapping cheeks to anniversary to a person who you wasn't celebrating the anniversary with. You can't be judging me in the
comments. Damn.
You can't be judging me.
It's a good song, Joe. It's a good song, Joe. Listen
to that beat. No, if you no catch it's a great groove, song.
If you know what I'm saying? If you catch that groove just right, shit, yeah. No matter what,
when that part where he's like, da, 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 da. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you gotta get right into that one.
Yeah, nah, that's nasty work. That's nasty work.
Nah,
that's nasty work. There you go,
bro. Break out some change of faces, stroke you up and shit like that. Yeah, we gonna do it.
We know why we're here.
Yeah.
What Big Sean said, it's our one night anniversary. Fuck you, mean.
That's well. It's the Lego say as well. But nah, that's it, bro. That's all I have for y'all, good folks.
Hell yeah.
That's all you got for us?
That's all I got for y'all, good folks.
I got a little something for y'all, just because, it needs to get used, and I feel like it could be used right here. I sent it to the group.
Which group?
This is going to be fresh eyes for you. It says, which five beautiful women you picking? We can do five. We can do five. Is five a lot?
Nah, I feel like we can do five real quick.
You gonna read them off? So I'm going to read them off. We got Lisa Ray, Lauren London, Kyla Pratt, Megan Good, Gabrielle Union, Janet Jackson, Sierra, Tay Heckert, Sanaa Lathan, Ashanti, Christina Milian, Aaliyah, Solange, Jada Pinkett, Joy Bryant, Journey Smollett, Tierra Marie, Beyonce, Keisha Cole, Alicia Keys, Bianca Lawson, Nia Long, Regina Hall, and Janae Aiko.
I sent it to you on a messenger too, Joe, so you can see it.
Are you sending it to him? Yeah.
So.
Hold on a second.
Well, I'm going to get my fat real quick. Are we talking about, so let me ask you, talking about them in the picture or them overall?
So, I didn't necessarily choose the pictures because some of them was looking like,
okay,
someone was looking better than the other ones.
Exactly. I just want to clarify before I start answering the question. So we talking about that at the height of fineness.
Yeah, I was just like, shit, when you hear that name, the picture that pops into your head.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna give my fat. I feel like I know some of Quack's fat, but I'm gonna give my fat. In no particular order. I'm going Nia Long, Lauren London, Megan Good, Janet Jackson, It's a see, number five is hard. I'm gonna go Ashanti. I was tempted to go Kyla Pratt or Lisa Ray, but I'm gonna go Ashanti in my five.
Bro, what's up, bro? What's up? I said I ain't mad at it.
Nah, bro. I heard of this nigga here. I heard it clear as day. What's up, bro?
Janet Jackson.
Nigga, do you not know Janet Jackson? Red Light Special.
I mean, I know Janet Jackson. What I'm saying is, I mean, I feel it. That's what I said. I feel it, bro. It is.
You ever seen?
I'm not knocking nobody for what they like, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'm not you.
Dude on stage when Janet Jackson was doing a thing. You ain't never want to be dude.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. Until recently, I seen one, and there was a nigga up there like he was losing his mind. He was losing his mind up there on that stage, and I was like, okay, I see what you mean. I see the hype now.
Let Janet grind on me. I'm busting. Gonna be some nut in them jeans, bro. Let Janet grind on me a little bit. I'm busting. It's coming.
Oh shit! No.
Depending on how long I'm up, bro, I might bust twice, bro.
Janet Jackson. Much for control, dog.
Janet Jackson's cold, bro. You nigga talking about Janet Jackson? Yeah, bro. Janet Jackson.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on with it. Nah,
I got my five.
Joe, you got five?
Oh yeah. Ciara, Janet Jackson, Gabrielle Union, Beyonce, and Jhené Aiko.
And you talked about my five.
He threw Gabrielle Union in there. I'm saying everybody got a different type, but I mean Gabrielle Union, Joe.
Yeah.
Gabrielle's fine.
I stand by it. I mean, she looks like she'd be a freak, though.
She is. Sound like.
Yeah. So, that's all I need. Yeah. She looks like she'd be a little bit of a. Yeah.
You tripped off Gabrielle Union. He also said Sierra.
He did say Sierra, but I mean, I ain't gonna lie. She ain't on my list, but Sierra ain't too far low.
I'm saying let's be clear. Every woman on the list is fine. So now we nitpicking. You get what I'm saying? It's not an ugly one on her.
But Sierra do got some other baggage that, you know.
So Future might make a song or two about you. It's all good.
No, I ain't talking about that.
Quinn, come on, bro. We gonna move on. Come on with your five, bro.
Everybody know the story.
Know the story.
Come on with your fact, bro. Come on with your fact.
You ain't never heard this story about why her and Bow Wow broke up?
Bro, come on with your fact.
You find that piece on them?
Come on with your fact. I don't understand why that's people still getting that off. Shorty got 15 kids now, and everybody's still trying to get that off. Like, what are we talking about? Shorty got 15 kids, bro. What are we doing? Nah, bro, we not talking about the beast, bro. She got 15 kids. If she had the beast, she could have the kids. Everybody's talking about something that nobody seen, but everybody believed it. Nobody seen this Oprah interview, but everybody believed it. Everybody was rushing home to watch Oprah.
They said
like it was gonna be a rerun. It never happened.
Sierra never been on Oprah.
Never been on Oprah. Why was he? No disrespect. Sierra makes great music. She makes great music. But why would Sierra be on Oprah? What are you talking about, Sierra? Sierra, of all people, gonna be on Oprah? Okay, let's look at, real quick, before you go, let's look at this list. Out of all the people on this list, I could see, what, four that would make the Oprah couch? Beyonce, Janet, Nia Long. Okay, fact, because maybe Sanaa Lathan make it. And I think Jada. Lauren loves the baby. No, Oprah's not putting Jada on her couch for all that crazy shit she doing.
I mean, not right now. I mean, Jada could have been on the couch, but then, like, the last 2 years happened. So, yeah, then she got
okay. Yeah, he's in like, the last 2 years.
Come on. Yeah. Megan Good. She's not putting Megan Good on the couch because she got Jonathan Majors at her calling her Coretta Scott King and letting it go. Gabrielle Union's not getting on the couch. Kayla Pratt's not getting on the couch. Janet will get on the couch. Christina Milian, no. Beyonce, yeah. Tierra Marie. I mean, she got a porno out, so she ain't gonna get it. What's it, Janae Smollett? Her brother fucked it up for her. You know what I'm saying? you can't be the second nose sister thinking you're gonna make the open couch. Regina Hall, fine ass, ain't gonna make the couch. Janae Echo, people are talking about, she heard her talking about she only showered once a week, so Oprah ain't gonna let her get on the couch for that reason alone.
That's what
was said. She only showers once a week. I think she was trolling. But she did what said. Keisha Cole, come on.
Definitely going to get on. My mom's a crackhead. Rest in peace.
I said, come on. You should have just left me when I said, come on, let it be. But you want to go on. Ashanti's not getting on the couch because she got Irv Gotti beef. Irv Gotti fucked it up for her. Lauren London might get on the couch, but I think that's more so of what she had went through than her actual, you know what I'm saying? Lisa Ray, nah, she acts in too many black people movies. Oprah ain't fucking with her. So now Lathan, maybe. Alicia Keys, she the whole family woman now, but she stole somebody's man. So, I mean, she took a married man, a happy man, a married man from his wife. So, I don't know. Okay, my bad. Go ahead. What's your five? I'm sorry. And then the other people I didn't listen because, like, really? Like, we, you know they ain't making a couch. All these women is fine.
Yeah. Mine are actually in order. I put mine in order.
Excuse me.
But, I looked at it and I gave it the college try. Number five, I got Tay Heckert. Janae Aiko at four. I kind of want to take her off because y'all said she don't shower.
I think she was trolling, but I don't know.
She could have been trolling, but if I got to take her off because she don't shower, because, you know, that kind of matters to me. If you don't shower, you probably don't shave. Yeah, I'm gonna swap her for Journey Smollett. Kyla Pratt at three, because I just saw her and to see that she's almost 50 and still look like a kid is ridiculous to me.
Say again?
Kyla Pratt.
Oh yeah, she
Bro, shawty aging like McDonald's, bro. God damn.
Yeah, not for real. How'd our daughter look like twins?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ashanti at number two, because, you know, it's Ashanti. And I got Regina Hall at one, because, boy.
Regina Hall's fine.
Regina Hall's gas.
Yeah, Regina Hall's fine. I ain't not arguing with that.
And then, like, my favorite one is the best man one, that Regina Hall.
Yeah, the first one. I'm still taking Nia Long over, but
I mean,
I think I'll take
you like what you like. I mean, Nia Long got cheated on, so I mean, Nia Long,
nigga, everybody get cheated on.
That's true.
That's what we talking about.
Damn. Shots fired, man.
I'm saying, oh shit, my bad, my fault. It wasn't shot, my bad. My bad. My fault.
It is what it is. But shit, with that being said, this has been another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite Amazon podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, Pandora. They fuck with us over there. You got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You get the email, the phone number for questions, comments, and concerns only. I'm your boy, Young Quaggy T, the Dream. I'll holler at y'all later.
So appreciate you coming through.
Of course, of course.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I am your boy, Mr. Bell, aka man. Hello, Christ. I'm about to sin again. We can catch y'all on the next time.